Reds Review for Club Marine, Australia's leading provider of boat insurance.
It's now time for Reds Review for Club Marine. And this week, on the back of the Mako that you caught earlier in the week, Redmond, we're talking about traces, whether you make them at home yourself, you buy them off the shelf, and the importance of size.
Yeah, it's a good question. And once again, there's a few elements that come into it. Number one's trust. Do you trust what you buy? Number two is, I guess, it's price on the pricey side of things when you want to buy things that are already made, especially locally made. There is a lot of quality out there. I follow a guy's Predator Tackle on social media. They make up shark traces, and I see people down at 90 Mile Beach catching bloody 250 kilo bronzies off the beach and the odd hammerhead or whatever it is, and they seem to work really, really well. So there are definitely companies out there that sell them, but for me, I much prefer to make them myself. It comes down to the length of shark, the length of the wide trace I want to use for each sort of species of sharks. Now, if I'm running circle hooks, you all know that I really like to actually have a circle hook sort of kick back on itself. So I tend to run slightly thinner wire, maybe around that 120-pound wire, and I like to actually kink it on itself so the circle rolls back and will hook that shark in the corner of the jaw. Where a fixed hook, I actually don't worry. A straight hook. I don't actually worry about fixing it as such like I do when I'm trawling for a barrel bluefin. And what I mean by that is the hook actually stays fixed. I use a figure eight knot around the hook where it actually goes through the eye and keeps the hook firm in one spot. It sits upright in the lure in one spot. Where for a shark trace, I use what's called a cat's paw knot. And it's pretty simple. You just go, you basically make a circle with the wire, go through the hook, then come back through that circle, and then you actually crimp it on yourself. It's actually quite easy, and it's just a traditional swinging hook. Now, the reason I say this, because I haven't got too long, is if I'm tracing a thresher, I might only want, say, 30 meters of trace. Now, the reason for that is you don't want too much wire in the water because they can be timid at times. I'd rather have a wind-on leader of 200 pound or 150 pound or 120 rather than having a nice 2 meter trace. So with the Makos, they're not as funny with the wire. So you can buy one and run it nice and long. But for me, it's definitely about making it myself, running the size of the hooks I want for the size of the sharks that I believe I'm going to catch. I have three or four different sizes on the boat, depending on the shark that comes up to the boat traditionally. And also the crimping gear, you need to get wire little crimps, and the actual tool itself will actually crimp up the wire. You don't need anything different than what you do for when you're chasing big bluefin or crimping any gear for any fish that you're chasing.
That's Shark Traces, and that is Red's Review for Club Marine.
That was Red's Review for Club Marine. Insure your boat or jet ski with Club Marine, Australia's leading provider of boat insurance. Check the PDS to see if this insurance is right for you.